Left-wing groups push for protesters to get hurt by ICE for propaganda effect. By Warner Todd Houston on February 3, 2026. A number of highly organized and heavily funded groups are pushing anti-ICE protesters into wild confrontations with federal agents, so the groups can use the incidents for propaganda purposes and to secure greater power and even more funding. One such organization calls itself Defend the 612. The numbers represent a Minneapolis zip code, according to City Journal. This cycle reveals the core strategy of Defend the 612's leadership. City Journal reports, using casualties as a catalyst for further escalation. Organizers continue to push volunteers into unpredictable scenes, ensuring continued confrontations between residents and federal agents, while the professional architects of the chaos remain shielded from the consequences. Watch, Deputy AG, it's crazy, we have to tell leftists you cannot impede ICE. The pro-illegal alien group claims its goal is to protect Minneapolis neighborhoods, and characterizes its support for migrant murderers, rapists, drug dealers, and gang members as an act of love and caring. Minneapolis will not accept federal occupation, and we will not accept the violent invasion by immoral stormtroopers who have been given orders to terrorize our community and riot in our streets. Masked agents try to kidnap our babies and tear families apart again and again. But the 612 is completely clear and united. We want ICE out of our home, and there is nothing that will ever stop us from boldly and openly taking care of each other, the extremist, left-wing group exclaims. The form this taking care of each other takes, though, is to train their so-called ICE watchers to get into increasingly risky and dangerous confrontations with police and federal law enforcement officers, according to City Journal. Watch, leftist activists in Minneapolis fight back against ICE. As Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow reported in October, these groups are heavily funded by foreign billionaires such as George Soros and Neville Roysingham. Seamus Bruner, the director of research at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and GAI president Peter Schweitzer, recently revealed that Singham is among dozens of radical left-wing organizations and funders of left-wing domestic terrorism inside the U.S. Training for Defend the 612, and many other such groups in other states, teach leftist anti-ICE activists to get physically involved in hampering law enforcement. The training materials instruct their insurrectionary followers that their tactics are about interfering with immigration enforcement, confusing them, slowing them down so they can't take more people, and doing it so well that they never want to come back, and to make immigration enforcement uncomfortable and inefficient. The organizations train their followers to refuse to comply with orders from law enforcement, further placing them in harm's way. Watch, Levitt, Democrat officials' dangerous rhetoric has led to tragedies like Minnesota. Field troops are even encouraged to insert themselves into the paths of law enforcement and to get arrested to divert officers and resources from being used for their proper purpose of arresting criminal illegal aliens. This also puts followers in danger of being injured by law enforcement. These dangerous and unhinged tactics place two people, Renee Good and Alex Preti, directly into the line of fire, resulting in their deaths. But the casualties do not bother the trainers. These groups hope for members to be harmed in the field during protests so that they can use the incidents for further fundraising and to justify increasing the level of violence. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.